one take. That's what's in this, you know, one take. And I probably should leave the bloopers in and me building up to the theme, but then I thought, nah, that's it's okay to make one edit, at least one, you know. And I'm fresh off the elliptical, so it's another sweaty edition of the Dog Days of Podcasting. And I was watching Sense8 on the elliptical, and I am reminded exactly how good that production from Netflix is. Matter of fact, there was the fifth episode of the second season, which I believe is "Fear Never Solved Anything." I think that's the name of it. I've got my phone here, so I could probably tell you. Fear Never Fixed Anything. That's the name of the episode. Fear Never Fixed Anything. And not only is Sense8 a beautiful show, but it's a great lesson for writers everywhere, because as I was watching it, I realized what this show, I'm reminded of what this show is all about. And it's about the desire for connection. The desire that I think we all have, in that we want to make a strong connection with the people around us, with the world around us. And Sense8 does that beautifully. But Sense8 isn't the only property out there that does this. I would argue that you feel that connection with Firefly. You feel that connection with shows that evoke a response that are reliant on a strong ensemble. And in writing novels, you need a strong ensemble. You know, it's not just the main characters that you should feel that connection with. They're also the second tier characters, and if you're lucky, even the third tier characters. And that's something that I work with very hard in everything I do. I feel very invested in my work. I feel very connected to it. Very connected. And I think it's important that writers have that connection. I could be standing alone in this. I could be very wrong in this. I know of some authors that refer to their works as properties, commodities. They're just part of the end goal or the job, you know. And this is a job. I mean, writing is a job. I don't see that is it even up for debate. It is a job. It can also be a career. And I feel a very strong connection with the characters that I create, even the ones that I don't currently work with. I know that I mentioned in an earlier episode, I was talking about how I was more connected with Wellington and Eliza than I was with Rafe and Ascana, but that doesn't mean I didn't feel a connection with Rafe and Ascana, even though Ascana really wasn't my creation. That was the creation of Lisa Lee. But I see that connection in everything that I write, and not just in everything I write, in the people I know. Yesterday I was talking about Lauren B. Harris, and there was this terrific picture she posted yesterday while she was adventuring in Prague. Our cover model, Verena Vorzatz, hooked up with her. So it had been well over a year since their boobs touched, and and they were together, and it looked like they just picked up right where they left off. And I think that's why I work so hard in making that kind of connection with my characters, because it's those types of relationships that we have as human beings with each other when we make the world a slightly smaller place that real storytelling and real magic happens. So, yeah, I felt a little bit of a longing because Pip and I have not shared the company of Arena in quite some time, and we miss her terribly. Twinge of envy because Lauren was there and we were not. but we spent the day yesterday, Pip and I, after we recorded a late Dog Days, we spent the day or the afternoon writing. And even in the tense situation that I was in with the chapter, there was a connection with Wellington. There was a connection with Eliza. There was a connection with Dr. Sound. And I know where we're headed. I know where we're headed in the story. And I know that I need to keep that connection with everyone involved, even though the direction of the story may go in a place where some people may not want it to go. But that's also part of making connections. They're gambles, they're risks. And they're really hard to maintain. They're hard to the upkeep on friendships sometimes can be taxing. It's worth it in the end. It is worth it. I find that those people who say, well, friendships or relationships that close aren't worth it. They're not worth the bother. They're not worth the effort. I tend to find they're lonely people. And I'm many things, but I don't think I'm lonely. But that's why the connections are tough to upkeep and maintain and work at. They're worth it. And sometimes the best things in life are worth an extra effort. And tying it back to writing, it's also worth it to make a vested connection in your characters, because it is those connections, it's those relationships you create between you, the author, and the characters involved in the scenarios that you're throwing at them that connect with the readers. And it's a web. It's a web of words, of emotions, of stories. And without that, you're just kind of spinning your wheels. So when you sit down and you're writing a story, whether it's a full-length novel, whether it's a novella, or whether it's a short story, there should be an investment from you, the author, into the people that you're storytelling about. If it isn't, then I can roll the dice and guess that your audience isn't gonna feel that connection either. Now, that's not to say that there are authors that don't phone it in. I'm sure there are authors that can fake it, and they're very good at faking it. And if you can do that, then okay, great, you know. But then writing doesn't become a career; it just becomes a job. So you have to decide what kind of writer you are, and also what kind of stories you want to tell. Make an investment and get connected. Welcome to the Dog Days of Podcasting.